are listening to an extra shot episode on the Project Zion podcast, a shorter episode that lets you get your Project Zion fix in between our full-length episodes. It might be shorter time-wise, but hopefully not in content. So regardless of the temperature at which you prefer your caffeine, sit back and enjoy this extra shot.
Welcome, my friend, to Coffee Connect. My name is Linda Booth, and I love stories. Stories about everyday people. So grab a cup of your favorite brew and sit close, because I have a story to tell you about connections, how God interacts with ordinary people. I'm going to tell you about a woman named Letha Tim. I called her grandmother. I always expected to find God because of my grandmother, Tim. She looked for and experienced God all around her. When I spent time with grandmother, God was tangible, real, and present. Her connection with God's Spirit spilled into her daily life. Those sacred moments with grandmother continue to shape my spiritual journey. For example, walking in the dry fall leaves piled on the lawn, grandmother would say, "Listen, do you hear God whispering to you?" And I did. Sitting in lawn chairs on grandmother's and grandfather's brick-floored patio, grandmother would point into the towering pin oak trees and say, "Look up! God's waving at you!" And as I gazed into the leaves tilting in the wind, I did see God waving. On special occasions, grandmother would take me on the bus from Independence, Missouri, to the Forum Cafeteria in Kansas City, Missouri, where we would unload our trays, sit together, and have what I felt like were very grown-up conversations. Occasionally, grandmother would stop and say, "Linda, look at that woman sitting over there." I looked closely at her face. "Can you see Jesus's face?" And sometimes I saw what grandmother saw, and I did see Jesus' face. When our first son, Bernie, was born, it was a big deal. He was the first grandchild and great-grandchild on both sides of our families. And I remember one Sunday afternoon, Doug and I have the family over to our little apartment, and I laid Bernie on a receiving blanket on the floor in the middle of the room, and we all just sat there. And we watched him sleep. There was little conversation. Everyone was quiet watching him. In a private conversation with grandmother in the kitchen, I expressed my surprise that all of us were focused so intently on Bernie, who basically was doing nothing. And she explained our fascination in this way. "It wasn't long ago that this precious spirit was with God. We can still smell and feel God on his skin and on his breath." And grandmother was right. I could smell and feel God in my baby's breath and on his skin. When grandfather went into the hospital for minor eye surgery and had a stroke, he was put on life support systems. And the next morning, grandmother had to make the difficult, terrible decision to have those tubes and wires removed. And grandfather died. After 68 years of marriage, grandmother was now alone. We all grieved grandfather's death, and we were greatly concerned for grandmother. On the evening of the visitation, Doug and I drove from Olathe, Kansas, with our three sons to Speak's funeral home, which was then next to the Community of Christ Auditorium in Independence, Missouri. We prepared our sons for what they would experience. We talked to them a lot about a lot of things, death and eternal life, and our faith that grandfather was with God. We also explained to them that grandmother was going to need a lot of our love and support. As we left the car, I pulled aside our youngest son, Bart. I need to tell you about this six-year-old boy. Having two older brothers, Bart never learned to walk. He ran. He didn't walk up steps. He jumped. He didn't whisper quietly in the church. When he whispered, everyone in the sanctuary could hear his words. So I shook my mother's finger at him and told him he had to be good. I won't be able to watch you because there will be a lot of people to talk to, and Grandmother needs all of us right now. You have to be good. Bart said he'd be good, but I didn't believe him. Bart walked into the visitation room and stood next to Grandmother. For 2 hours, he never left her side. During the funeral service, he sat next to her, holding her hand and telling her that he and God loved her so very much. Years later, when my grandmother talked about the darkest time in her life, she said that Jesus stood beside her in the form of a 6-year-old boy dressed in a 3-piece navy blue suit. When grandmother was dying of liver cancer and her skin was a pumpkin yellow and was hot to the touch, I spent days in the hospital with her so my mother could sleep during the day and stay with her at night. Those were sacred hours as grandmother drifted in and out of sleep. She spoke of God's love for her and all people. She told me that she knew that she would be gone soon, and she was ready. It's hard to leave you and our family, she said. I love you all so much, and there's so many people yet to love. I could feel God's warmth as I held her feverish hand. I could feel God's tears on my face as I began to mourn her death. I could see Jesus' face in Grandmother's wrinkled face. God was near. Grandmother Tim lived in the holy. She expected to see God all around her. She intentionally looked for God in all things and in all people, and as a result, she was, for me and many people, a true and living expression of Jesus Christ. She taught a lot of people. She loved a lot of people. She supported a lot of people and witnessed to them through her words and actions. Because of my grandmother and my grandfather, my parents, and many other special witnesses of Jesus Christ, I too look for God in the ordinary, and I'm rarely disappointed, for you can find God everywhere. I also encounter God in reading the gospel stories of Jesus. He used ordinary situations to teach profound truths, stopping to focus on persons who his disciples and culture would disregard or discard. For Jesus saw the worth of each person and the potential of each life. And as a result, he connected with and changed many people's lives, and their story became new stories of hope, acceptance, healing, and wellness. I believe that we join our sacred stories with the ongoing biblical narrative of God's activities to bring humans into right relationships with God, with one another through Jesus Christ. To proclaim the reign of God is to reconnect intimately with the gospel story centered on God's provision of salvation for the world. That's why I intentionally search out people, asking them to tell me their stories of when they first encountered God, when they first heard of Jesus, when they first were invited into sacred community where they were nurtured and formed as disciples. And that's why I often ask people this very simple question: where have you seen God recently? They stop, they think, and then they share simple yet profound encounters with God, ordinary moments when they have experienced God in nature, or at work, or in their neighborhoods, or encounters with family members or strangers. I believe when we look for God, we see and experience God all around us. Well, I've loved telling you about my grandmother, Tim, and I hope you continue to check out Coffee Connect. Next time, I'll tell you about my three sons. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.